Postcard, right now. After enjoying a New Year's Eve dinner at Nepal's Dwarika's Hotel in Kathmandu, I was about to turn in at my lodge when I received a call. "Madame, please join us for dancing and drinks," said an official-sounding voice of a lodge staffer. It was 90 minutes until the new year. When I entered the dining room, a fire blazed, perfuming the room with toasty wood. Glittering streamers festooned the ceilings and columns, and professional Nepalese musicians and dancers performed on an intimate corner stage. The drinks and fresh popcorn were free. To my left sat a vocal merry group, the only female member of which smiled and beckoned me over to their table. "Are you alone?" asked Sabina, a German expatriate who was the lodge manager. "Yes, I am." "We can't have that on New Year's Eve," she said. "Come join us." I had become quite content with my solo celebration in the Himalayas, and though the beginning of my evening never hinted at it, I was delighted to later share company with a cadre of international travelers. The countdown began, and at its conclusion, Sabina and I toasted with imported champagne. We hugged to the sound of horns and popping balloons. "Happy New Year," Sabina yelled. Then she paused, eyed me quizzically, and asked, "What is your name again?" We broke into hysterics as I shouted my name through the din of music and merriment. I don't think she heard me. And I didn't care. Pearl. We can't script every detail of our lives, but we can solve the riddle of fulfillment when we plan ahead while simultaneously embracing the surprises of each moment.